Michael, welcome to the Valley Outdoors, and glad to have you guys with us this week. Don, you're here.
Yeah, good to be here.
Ava.
I'm here as well.
We are here. I am Eric Olson. We are going to talk to you guys and talk amongst ourselves, as the saying goes, about some outdoor stuff and have some fun, I think, would be the other thing. A couple stories that we're going to be talking about is Florida is allowing raised bass to be sold for the dinner plate. Those more stories and more coming right up.
Ashkenam Resort on Ash River in northern Minnesota is a destination you're looking for. Ashkenam offers everything for the angler or family vacation with access to Lake Cabotogama, Namekin Lake, and the gateway to Voyageurs National Park. Thousands of acres of clean, refreshing water all available to you. This is your destination for your next fishing trip or family vacation. Check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Do I need to say walleyes, northern pike, and crappies?
For the angler that has everything, or just thinks everything, grace your palm with the feel of a custom fishing rod made to your specs from Patriot Custom Rods. It will soon become a cherished tool in your hand, providing the sensitivity and feel you have long dreamed of. Patriot Custom Rods are specially designed to your species of fishing, rod weight, colors, grip type, and length. Treat yourself or someone else to a Patriot Custom Rod. Find us on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Good to see you guys.
Always good to be seen.
Yeah, I think so. I have to laugh. The last couple days at work, boat after boat after boat, heading to the river.
Oh, yeah. Well.
And at first says, don't you people have jobs? Don't you?
Well, they take a day off so they can spend some time. I heard there's actually a tournament already last weekend.
Yeah, there was. They call it the Freeze Your Butt Off Tournament.
Freeze Your Butt Off Tournament. Yep.
Some big weights, Don.
Oh, is that right?
Like 28 pounds lead.
Oh, really?
Won the tournament, yeah.
For one day. That's pretty decent. We're talking walleye here. Yeah. Well, that's good.
I
hope they're having that kind of luck in other rivers around the country.
I think they are. Detroit River's always one of those that makes our river here in Red Wing like it's not playing the game. I fished that river a lot, and you're looking at 8 to 10 pound minimum. Well, not minimum, but
a lot of them.
As far as the big fish, when you say a big fish, that's the kind of fish that they're pulling is big, 8, 10, and 12 pound fish. But it's fun.
Oh, wow. Of course
it
is.
It's so fun. Well, and then, Don, you know, it kind of fits into our tip of the week. It's fun because there's two methods in the Detroit River that they take precedent. So if you imagine, water clarity is important, obviously, in anything you're going to do.
Right.
We have relatively clear water here. It's relatively clear water, actually quite clear water out at Pier. You know, you're talking the river over there. So rivers can have a different water clarity. Well, out in the Detroit River, when St. Clair opens up and starts to break up, and if you get any wind of any kind, it blows up and mixes up St. Clair, which is a shallow body of water. It turns to chocolate milk.
Okay.
So normally, jig fishing when the water's clean and clear, that's absolutely the ticket. When it goes dirty, you go to hand lining because you can really work the spots and these fish just crush those baits with a hand line. I'm a hand liner. I've done it for over 20 years and love it. It's fun. A lot of people don't like it. But the jig fishing thing for me, when you hook up with a big walleye, you set the hook and your rod stops and you have to look at it and see if it's actually, am I snagged or
is it going to move?
And then it's got that rod just pound. It's like, whirr,
yep. Whirr.
You're like, oh my, this is going to be good.
Yeah, this can be fun.
But what it really comes down to in the jig fishing side of it, and that's one of my favorite ways to go, there's so many methods that you can go with. You know, the big one right now is the Rapala, the jig and wraps. Those are a big deal.
Like you use in the winter.
Yep.
Ice fishing.
And primarily, we're looking at using them now as even more so in the summer, open water.
Right.
Green Bay. I took a 7th eighth on Green Bay at one of the championships, or the, excuse me, the, yeah, it was a qualifier for the championship, but it was awesome. So one of those things with the jig side. So you have a regular jig. Right. People put minnows on them.
You're talking a ball jig now.
Some type of lead head jig.
Sure.
With a hook. And they're either going to go plastics, which I love ringworms and plastics. It saves dipping your hand into the net. I love that.
Yep.
But one of the things is about presentation. And I think, you know, we've got, we'll talk about it a little later about some of the sports shows, what to look for. But when you're out and you have a water, a body of water, such as Detroit River, such as Red Wing in the river and pier, you can run two rods at the same time. Well, so many people use spinning rods for jigging. It's a very cumbersome method. You drop, you know, open the bail, the jig sinks to the bottom,
right,
and then you have to flip the bail and reel it back up. Well, you're wasting time, and you're not in the strike zone when it's laying on the bottom most of the time, and better chance to snag. So what I did was I'm using a left-handed retrieve and a right-handed retrieve bait casting reel. Now, you don't have to be afraid of it, because every time I pull out a bait caster, if people aren't experienced, they freak. Totally freak out.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, it's because they think you're going to have to cast. And if you cast, all they think is backlash. We call it professional overrun.
Right.
Professional overrun.
And even you can do that. So can I.
Yeah. And the worst part is if you have an expensive bait on and you throw it and it backlashes, the spool stops, but the bait keeps on going.
It can, yes.
Yeah, it launches. But anyway, so having that type of a rod scenario with the bait caster setup, you're able to literally vertical jig. It looks like it's going to drop off. You push the button. Now that you have a left-hand retrieve, you just simply click it with your finger, and then you're ready to rock and roll. So you've mm-hmm. got such a versatility, but you're in the strike zone so much more. I did a couple of TV shows, one of them we did out in Sakakawea with Jason Mitchell. And originally we were going to do a story on, you know, fish and that kind of thing. Well, it turned out we changed the story because took the river technique out there, using spinning reel. It was like 5-1, 6-1. And he's like, okay, we're changing the topic because it was dominating so much because you're in the strike zone so much longer. Mm-hmm. So jig fishing, get yourself at the sports show, get yourself an inexpensive bait caster, combo rod, right retrieve, left retrieve, and start to use those. And you will be surprised how fun it is. It really is a lot of fun.
Do you have a preference outside of just doing that type of jig fishing, having a left or right retrieve?
I prefer a left retrieve.
I do as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a tiller guy, so.
No, really?
Yes, and and it's so, you know, when you got one hand on the throttle, you can drop line, and it's much quicker. You don't have to change hands. Mm-hmm. To bring
no.
Line up. So
you can reel it up with your finger, and that yep. It's just not, you don't have to reel it up per se. So,
right.
Yeah, that works pretty well. So, yeah, don't be afraid to try some new things. The sports shows are coming. We'll be talking about that shortly towards the end of the show, what's going on and what you should look for. And have fun with the jig fishing, because this is the time of year to really, really play with that. So I think we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to talk about a story about Remington, one of the companies that you stopped and saw at the SHOT Show.
Yes.
And, something that they've done that's interesting. So stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up.